Harmon Sanders.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this time, this morning. Father, we thank you, God, who you are. We thank you that you are our Creator. Father God, you are our Father. For those of us that have received you, we thank you, Father God, for your love and your protection, your deliverance, Father God. Oh, we worship you this morning. I thank you that you are in this place. Father God, I thank you that you have sent your angels here. I thank you that they are amongst us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. I thank you that you are in my mouth and on my tongue. I thank you that you today will hit the mark. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for revelation, knowledge, and understanding today. I thank you that it's not just another good preached word. I thank you, Father God, that it is a word that makes a life-changing move in our life, Father God. I thank you that it steps us up another higher. I thank you that it leaves us with no excuse, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that it propels us into success in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your written word. I thank you for your spoken word, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that it's alive and it's active and it's moving and working. Hallelujah. I thank you for those coming in today at any point, Father God, that the way that you deliver this word, they will be able to receive it as if they were here from the beginning, Father God, that they'll have clear and full understanding. For only you alone can do that, Father. And we give you all praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. I am going to stay as poignant as Holy Spirit will allow me today. That's my intent. But as I just said in prayer, it is Him who speaks, and I will flow with Him. Amen. But we are going to be in Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are times that when we read the word all the time, it should be good. It is good. But there are times when we read the word that there is something that literally just jumps off the page. And it's a revelation. It's a light and a time just for you at that moment. You know it. And you just take that word and you don't let it go. Amen? You don't let it go. You keep meditating on it. You keep thinking of it. Hallelujah. Inside of you, it just leaps. And I can't describe that leaping. You just have to experience. But you know that, there is something in that word that I hadn't seen before. Walking in with God for 30 years and reading this word for 30 years, all of a sudden those words just leaped right off the page. Amen?
Amen.
And I love it when it happens.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
For the word that God speaks, generally we just keep reading. I kind of wish I'd have brought one of my other versions, but I didn't. I brought my Old Faithful, and up to now, y'all ought to know what my favorite version is. My favorite version is
Amplified.
See, y'all should have known that, not just her. I say that all the time. Amen. Amen. So, several Sundays ago, at the beginning of the month, we were at our house. Kathy was speaking, and I was looking at this word. We were somewhere around it. We were not on this word. And I looked at it for the word that God speaks. And I looked at it again. I said, woo!
Yeah.
The word that God speaks. It upped my prayer life. See, and I can tell the way y'all look at me, y'all still didn't get yourself. The word that God speaks. The word that God
speaks.
Speaks.
Yeah.
The word that God speaks is alive.
Yes.
It's active. It's powerful. Yes. It's energizing. The word that God speaks. Amen?
Amen.
Words. We, most of us have all heard messages on words. If you've been churched to any degree, you think, oh no, they're going to talk about words again. God framed our world with words. Everything in our world has a name. Everything. We call that a floor. We call that a chair. Then we got different kinds of chairs. We got a couch.
Yeah.
We got a recliner.
Yeah.
We got a wing chair.
Yeah.
Everything has a name. Okay? The word that God speaks, that word right there means, King James says the word is quick. There's more definition in the Greek than quick. Sometimes, God forgive me, sometimes I think the King James people were a little wimpy myself. When I go and study out some of these words in the Greek, how much more powerful, how much more that they could have chosen another word in the Greek. I think they were a little wimpy to say what it really, truly more meant. Because when you just read quick, what do we think about? See, our words, and in the Hebrew language, words mean you get a picture of. Okay? When I say quick, what you... Do you not already imagine something?
Mm-hmm.
When we see, if I say wing chair, oh, I see the chair in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I see a wing chair.
Uh-huh.
If I say recliner, automatically I have a picture in my head and I see a recliner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the word of God is quick.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about?
Quick, fast. Boom.
That is not just what it means.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm sorry you could be a King James only person.
Yeah.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But King James ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak in Elizabethan English.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't like saying thee, thou art, hath.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm a Southern girl. I was not born here.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up here when my father was in the military. So, you know, that's how it is with most military families. Wherever the last deployment and it's where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we stay eight. I love that I can just say, it's over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
I love our grits and our sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
You can be from the north. It doesn't matter to me. I like the way we talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think our southern accent is the sweetest accent on the earth. I love it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't say doth and hath and thou. It irritates me to read it. But there are some scriptures in the King James that I think makes it more poignant on a subject. So I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just not my favorite thing to do. I'd rather eat grits than potatoes. I'd rather eat rice than potatoes. I'm a Southern girl, and I love it. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Woo!
Yes.
The word of God is not just quick.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the definitions.
Mm-hmm.
When I shared this with Kathy and her husband, he said, whoa. He said, what you're just now saying, we know when we come into the kingdom of God, if we're in a good fellowship, we start learning how to speak. He said, but with what you're saying, he said, oh my God, that really makes us watch what we say. That's the definition. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Mm. Woo! It is to live. It's to be among the living. It's to enjoy real life. The word of God is to enjoy real life. It is to be active. The word of God is to be blessed. This is just this one word. That's more than quit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah.
This word of God is endless in the kingdom of God. Are you in the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
This word, His word is endless in the kingdom of God. It's to pass life. It's to pass it on. Pass life. Word. And we'll see. Keep past life in little quotations in your brain. You'll see it a little bit later. Woo! The Word of God is having vital power in itself, and it exerts the same on the soul. That was a long one. The Word of God is vital power. You know, when you go, if you had to go to the hospital, the first thing they do is they check your vitals. They check your blood pressure, your this, the vital things that keep you alive. The Word of God is vital power. That goes. That's one of our main things that keeps us alive in the spirit and in the natural. As it is in the spirit realm, so it is in the natural. It has vital power. The Word of God has vital power in itself, and it exerts the same on the soul. It can affect the soul. Woo! Is to be fresh, strong, and effective. Okay, that's what that means. For the word that God speaks is powerful. That word powerful means effectual, active. It means it's in work. You speak the word of God, it's in work. I'm in work. It's powerful. It's working right now. It's working right now. Woo! So it's alive and it's working. Got to really catch alive. The words are alive.
Yes.
Woo! And that word "and" right there, there's several meanings, but the one that I like the most was "likewise." So the Word of God is alive. It is vital power. It's in work. Likewise is what "and" means. And likewise, it's sharper. Okay? I don't want to get to that far yet. For the word that God speaks, this is how it changed. This is how it didn't change more than it upped my prayer life. That Sunday morning sitting there, it went off on me like a cannonball. The word that God speaks, I said, "Oh my Father, whatever word you speak is alive." So I started speaking. See, you tell your soul and you encourage and you build up your spirit. You tell your soul, you command it. You tell it what to say, what to think, what to do. You tell your soul. You don't build up your soul in the same way that you do your spirit man. You build up your spirit man with the word. So this testimony, and Kathy will tell you, this testimony that Sunday that I got that revelation, I told her I had a dull headache myself. And I said to myself, I said, the word that God speaks, what did He speak? "By His stripes you're healed." The word is alive. So if it's alive, it's alive in that scripture. He spoke it. He sent His word and He healed me. That word is alive. I still don't think y'all got it. The word is alive. It's moving. It's here right now. If we could see the atmosphere of the spirit realm, you would see words, and they're going, and they're moving, and they're doing. So I told myself, I said, no, I almost start my prayers with this now. The word that God speaks, it's alive and it's active and it's moving right now in me. He said, he spoke that by his stripes I'm healed. Headache, you will bow your knee. You will confess to the glory of God that he is the Lord. You are not Lord in my body, headache. You will bow your knee to the name of Jesus, because that name is above every name. And that name is a headache. It had to bow its knee. And I think you, headache, will confess to the glory of God that he is Lord in my body, not you. You know what happened to the headache? Kathy and I went somewhere for a little bit. We got back, and she was going to fix us some coffee. And she's like, I got a cold headache. I said, Kathy, I just spoke to you in the car. The word that God speaks is alive, and it's active in you. And that headache has to bow its knee. And before I could finish speaking, she went, it's gone. Before I finished, it was gone. Because the word of God is alive. I'm going to show you, tell you how special, special, special we are in all of creation that God made. Now, I thought about this on the way here, and I thought, this part's not right. This part is right, but actually there's another part. That for most of us, I know for me, we've always heard that we are the only part of creation that can speak. But that's not true. I thought about it. We are the only ones that can speak words here. So there's another part of God's creation that can speak. What part is it? Don't put your brain in overload. It's really easy. Just speak it out. Excuse me? Angels. You want to have special to God? We are the only ones out of those two that have the authority to speak whatever we want to speak. Okay? Got that? Let me prove it to you. And all y'all go, God, she's right. I didn't think about that. Maybe you didn't think about it, but you didn't share it. Shame on you. Satan used words to usurp God's authority so that he tried to get God off his throne, and he have it. What happened to him? He used words. He tried to use the word principle. It didn't work for him. God set him on the edge of the universe and went. He said, I saw him fall like lightning. See there again? Words, picture. What'd you picture? Right then. What did you picture? I picture lightning and dropping, and I picture lightning. Words bring pictures. Okay? Now keep all that. See? That's how special
there is no God. We can stomp all over the Word. We can live without Him. Do all those and make one word of repentance and boom, we're right back.
That's right.
Satan did it and got kicked out. Got kicked out forever. He's an unemployed cherub is all he is. Quit giving him a job with your negative words. You employ him with some of the words you speak. You should be speaking for the word that God speaks.
Amen.
His word is alive and it's active and it's power and it's energizing effectively. Woo! Y'all are either soaking it in or you're not as excited as I am.
Soaking it in.
Maybe I've been thinking about it too much all month and just dared. Okay. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am going to get into this other part. Sweet Pea, Marquetta. Marquetta, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! It's one of those ones that, see, you do wish more was here because you want life changing. You want your life to really change, whether you've been walking with God for a day, whether you're not walking with Him at all, whether you walk with Him for a day, or you have walked with Him for 50 years. You want your life to keep changing, be endless in the kingdom of God. And it has everything to do with words. God framed this world with words. Everything. Everything. We have the ability. Second special thing. How special we are. We are created in the image of God. We have the ability, even in this day and time, to create something. And what do you do if you create something? You give it a
name.
You give it a name.
Yes,
I have one meal. Very simple. There's nothing to it, but it's my family's favorite. We've never given it a name. I don't know what to call it. That's what its name is. Now, if I said that to my family, they get a picture of it, they know what it is, and they're like, yes, we're having that tonight. But I can say it to y'all, and your mind's blank. You don't know what I'm talking about. We're having a conversation with someone, and we're sitting there going, we're trying to think of the word, and we're standing there until they come up with the word. Because we can't get a picture of what they're talking about till they get that word out. Your words frame your life. Just like you build a home, and as the construction people are there going according to the blueprints, you can see this part, then they do the next part. You know what it looks like from the architecture showing you the front page that's got the front of the house drawn. But when it still has just the frame in there, there's no sheetrock, the foundation and the frame, and you can just, when you're walking through, you can just walk through the frame things. It's still hard to get the full picture of what that house looks like until they keep the same thing with the words that come out of your mouth. Remembering that words are alive, coming out of your mouth, whether they are positive, whether they are God's words, whether they they are negative, they follow you. They walk with you. Some of the reasons some of us are still looking and waiting for manifestations of particular things, we might need to check the words. We do need to check the words. It ain't might. We need to check the words that we have been speaking out of our mouth, because those words have been following us. Woo! This is beautiful Marquetta. Y'all give her a good God. Some of these are words that maybe they were spoken over us growing up, or they're words that you say over yourself now. And you're not going to see any of these. You're not going to see any other goodness come to your life, because these are the words that frame you. They follow you. That's what Dee said. Woo! That makes me want to watch my words even closer. Because I speak that negative word out of my mouth. Guess what? It starts following me. If in Psalms 23 it says that David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Yeah, now.
Then a negative word will follow you just the same. Because there's no difference. You have the authority over it. I don't care if you're 90 years old in this room today, you can start a new life.
Hallelujah.
With framing new words around you and annihilating all those negative words over you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
You gotta start.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Woo! This is a biggie. You'll never amount to anything. I know a lot of us heard that over our lives. See, don't let somebody else's words. You're just like so-and-so, good for nothing. Why can't you be like so-and-so and do something with your life? Don't raise your hand, but if some of you heard that, you can annihilate that word today. You can destroy that word today. That is not what God speaks.
Hallelujah.
The word that God speaks. That's the word that God speaks. I'm not able. Mark, thank God this is not your frame. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not good at anything. How many people that all they speak all day long over themselves? Move a little bit, baby. Just like your modeling course. Just walk up and down here. Follow me. See, everywhere she goes, those words are with her. Come on back, baby. Everywhere she goes, those words are with her. Hell no!
Woo!
Now it didn't just hurt. I'm telling you, hell no! The only one that can stop it is you! Now we should empower one another with godly words.
That's right.
Amen.
I've always been like this. No need changing now. What a lie.
Yes, it is.
Quit speaking those disgusting things over your life.
Amen.
I can't see myself doing that. Why not? You should dream. Just don't be like Joseph in the beginning. Joseph got excited by his dreamer.
Okay.
Come on now.
Just be honest with him and quiet. And Father, I don't know how you're going to do this. But like Mary said, but at your word.
Yes.
But at your word. Didn't she say that? But at your word. Because God's word speaks. It speaks.
Woo! Be it unto me according to
your word. Because his word speaks.
Yeah.
It's what he spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to her cousin's husband? Shut him up!
All right.
It would have kept John the Baptist from coming! Jesus! I've never had much, never will. I don't care if they're straight, but that's what they ought to be. They ought to be crooked and they get ready to get teared off, torn off, teared off here, Lord. I've tried, but. Is that getting too much, baby? Is it getting too much? You're good. I'm not good enough. Who said you weren't good enough? You're made in the image of God. How much better can you get? Dear Jesus, that one just came flying out. You're made in the image of God. How much better can you get?
I know that.
That's as good as you can get, sir. You're made in the image of God.
There you go.
Jesus.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. Nothing ever works out for me. If you use the word of God, it'll work out for you.
I know that.
It'll work out for my good.
You just got to keep standing on it. You got to keep speaking it. I never have enough. If only. If only if this had happened to that. If a Anna could have butter. It ain't gonna. The word of God speaks.
Yes.
The word of God speaks. For the word that God speaks, and I'm gonna keep saying it until every one of you flies in this room today. For the word that God speaks is alive. It's active. It's full of power. It's energizing. And it's in my body right now, working.
Yes,
it's in my spirit, soul, and body.
Praise God.
If I had this, then I. I can't see myself doing that. It goes back to dream. Just keep the dream until God tells you to reveal it. That was Joseph's problem.
Right.
Yes. See, Joseph learned along the way, didn't he? He learned along the way. He started keeping his mouth shut. But everywhere he went, every place he went, through that palace, to the cell, everywhere he went, the gift that God had given, everything that God planned for him, he excelled and he came to the top.
Yes, he did.
Because he learned to keep this shut. When it wasn't time to speak, negative word he did not utter out of his mouth again. Everywhere he went to the top. Amen?
Amen.
Let's model this disgusting framework. Everywhere she goes, everywhere she moves and she does, it follows. It has framed her world. It's her house. It's what she lives in.
My God.
It's called a dump. It's a dump. But the word that God speaks.
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! All the words. Now these are not all full scriptures because I want them to be somewhat large so that maybe you can see. And I'm, for time's sake, I am not going to try to match up anything. I'm not able. No. No. Annihilate that word. Exchange it for, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Woo! And get excited about it.
Yes.
Believe it. No matter what someone says to you.
Amen.
Pull a scripture out and say, oh, no, no, uh-uh. This is me. Okay? I'm not good for anything. Oh, hell no. You're going right to hell. No, Do not fear, for I'm with you. Don't fear, for I'm with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I've always been like this. No need changing that. Oh, yeah, we're going to change now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to keep thinking.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to keep knowing. That I am so special that while I was even cursing his name, he died for me.
Yes.
That's how special I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. We're just going to do a few of these and let you go, baby. Woo! I never had never had much and never will. Now that was going to hell too. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
Yes,
is what God says.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for the thoughts that you have towards me, Father God. I thank you that you're revealing them to me. I thank you that as I move and walk through my day, that you're going to show me what's mine. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to show me how to pray for this, how this is going to manifest, what's going to work out. That's what I'm going to say. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. I try, but... No. You're going to... My grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Why, even when you're weak, I'm strong. I am strong in you. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all got the picture of this?
Yes.
You can let this baby go? That's what you frame your world with. That's what you frame your world with. So that everywhere you move and walk and have your being, as sister spoke this morning. See, that's one of my favorite. Oh, I speak that one a lot. Everywhere that I go, I live and I move and I have my being in Him. Those words. They follow me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Don't you like being like a child didn't have an object lesson? Oh, it makes it so clear. See, these words, just stomp all over them. Stomp on them until they're no more.
Yeah.
See, you know, do you know that in having this word together for all these weeks, it took me over 2 hours yesterday to think of these sayings? Because, now, I know some things still fly in my mouth. I'm going, and Lord, I just said that, but I rebuke that. No, what I just said, that ain't of you. And I rebuke. But it took me 2 hours to think of these negative things because I don't speak them over my life. And don't speak them over somebody else's ears.
No.
I know in some situations it can seem hard. I've got it. I've been there, and in a little bit, I'm still there. With a couple of people. But like Joseph, I am really, really, really practicing. This walk is a practice walk.
Amen.
See, when I get there, I can't prove it to you yet. But I believe there's a star with my name on it. That's my planet. And I have told y'all this before. Y'all can have all your BMW Lexus. You know, somebody gave it to me, fine, I'll drive it in the car. It gives people point A to point B. You know, I get it that, you know, make you feel like you're... Yeah, it's a car. It's got four wheels. You turn it, it goes. I just want to turn it on and it goes, okay? It gets me from point A to point B. I want my trim. It's trimmed with all kind of beautiful things. See, and I can already picture this. I've been picturing this since I got born again. I got on these
gorgeous robes. And when I'm going throughout the atmosphere, flying from place to place, I will go to her planet, this part. Hallelujah. How's it going at your place? You got these, whatever the thing is that we're going to be ruling and reigning over, that's what I'm practicing. Jesus said that you will rule and reign with me. Well, what am I going to reign over? Got to be something.
All right.
Think about it. Dream. You're going to be over something. You don't reign over nothing. Is His word true? For the word that God speaks, you will rule and reign with me. You're going to reign over something, sir. There's a star out there with your name on it, and it's yours.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
And my robes are just, woo!
Yeah.
Just blowing in the breeze. And I got that crown on my head. That's what I want. This stuff here just, it'll burn up and go away. This stuff here is not even real. People that have had that out-of-body experience that you know is real, and I don't have time to go into that. I'm not going to go into that. But I got three testimonies of that that God showed me that it was. Every single one of them has said that it's more real there than it is here. They can't describe it. They can't get it across to you that this is not real. It's only because of it's not real.
Woo!
Hallelujah. I hope this picture will stay with you. That you will watch even more what you say. If you always just say this, oh, you're in the clear. Good things will keep manifesting. Your spirit man will always be built up. You'll always have a word, even for that one that I was saying you had to keep your mouth closed. You'll speak the word over them instead of a negative word, which you're not helping or doing them any good. Maybe they're like that, and 99.9 they're like that because their world was framed with disgusting words.
Yes.
So have mercy on them and help to rebuild their world with God's word. He had mercy on you. You don't think they deserve the same thing? Are they not also created in the image of God? Woo! Didn't think I was going to have time for this real quick. We're not going to get into this because so that we can wrap it up. It is sharper than. For the word, I always had a complete different picture of this part. And I'm not going to go into that. Let's just get right to the meat. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. I had to look all that up because I had a complete different picture of that meaning. Wasn't at all what I thought. A two-edged sword is just both sides have a blade. You can cut on either side with it. Not double-ended. There's a double-end sword and there's a two-edged sword. Like our knives, mainly we have the blade on the one side. You turn it on, you can't cut on that side. No blade. He said, I'm sharper than any two-edged sword. That two-edged right there, you're not going to believe what this means. It is so good. You ready for it?
Yes,
I know you are. You know what it means?
No, tell me.
Double.
Double
mouth.
Double mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Woo! Make sure y'all get this.
That's right.
We're leaving
kingdom of God today.
Amen.
It means double mouth.
That's right.
Double mouth. Didn't James tell us that you may not get anything because you're double-minded? There is a sword in our body. What is that sword?
Tongue.
That's why the Lord said you can murder somebody with the word you speak against them.
That's right.
You know, that's serious right there, too.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
You can be right. You can be right. You can be right. You can be right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
But don't come against them with your tongue. That will not justify you before the Lord, because He said you can murder them with your tongue. Have mercy on them. Just keep your mouth quiet. God will vindicate.
Yes,
whatever comes out of your mouth against them, guess what? That's your reward. Come on, people, let's put this stuff together. Let's move on. Let's move on and get the people out there saved. I know that stuff hurts. Most all of us have lived through something like that, some to a more degree than the other, but it doesn't change the fact we've all been through something like that.
That's right.
There's some that's all you're going to get because that's your reward. I don't want that reward. Not a good one. Not a good one. For the word that God speaks is full of power. It's active. It's energizing. It's effective. It's alive and working in me. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Piercing until it divides the soul from the spirit. Then I went on to read the next scripture, because then that scripture ends with that all creation is laid bare before Him. Now it makes sense why the Hebrew writer, nobody knows who it is. Most people say it's Paul because it sounds like Paul. But then you have some theologians that, I kind of like this one. They think it was a woman, that's why they didn't mention her. I love that one. Woo, Lord, prove it right. Prove it right somehow. Prove it right. Prove it right that it was us. Hallelujah. Woo, that it was a woman. We're just a man with a womb.
That's right.
He
saved the best for last.
That's right. He saved the best for last. Hallelujah. Because see, back then, biblical times, women couldn't do, you know. Hey, we have come alone. Okay. Woo! But now it makes sense. Go to Hebrews 13. Seeing then that we having such a great high priest who is passing through the heavens, let us hold fast to our confession. Now verse 12 makes even more sense, knowing, chopping it up, and I guarantee you that I hadn't even, that there's more in there. God always has more. But now it makes even more sense going into that we having such a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, let us hold fast our confession. My confession is not to condemn or speak anything ugly over me or you.
That's right.
Kathy's favorite saying in this area is like thumper. Say your thumper.
If you don't have anything good.
No, no, do your thumper thing. Do it like thumper.
My mama said, if you don't have anything good to say, say nothing.
That's right.
Amen. That was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
It's up to you what kind of house you live in.
Hallelujah.
See, some of us, we pray and we're speaking the right things. Somebody's negative words, I've always shared this with Kathy. I'm having to do, I'm building my house. Somebody speaks to them, and I'm having to work my time to rebuke any anything that anybody has spoken over me, let's all build a godly kingdom living home that we live in, and we live and move and walk and have our being everywhere you go. Please keep pictured that those words are with you. And we need in prayer to go back to generations. And break those curses. Because we need to pass life. Those words are still living, lest we take care of them. Somebody brings them up and says, we don't take care of that.
That's right.
Satan, get back.
That's right.
Get back. You are an unemployed cherub, and we are not, the unemployment line is the only line you're standing on. We're not giving you any work. I pray that y'all got a good picture this day. I pray it makes sense. I pray it is up your kingdom life. The word that God speaks. What did he speak over that situation? And then you go on and pray. That it's alive and it's active. Whatever that word is. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm worn out. Y'all take, y'all do whatever else.
Amen.